It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Tonight, KUT and the Austin Monitor are co-hosting a debate about the regulations that are going to be on the ballot in just a few weeks that govern ride-hailing companies operating in Austin, such as Uber and Lyft. You can find details about tonight's debate and also RSVP at KUT.org. Now, ahead of the debate and also early voting starting on April 25th, we thought it would be useful to actually take a look at what Austinites will see on the ballot. So to do that, I'm checking in with KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. She's been covering this issue for many months now. Audrey, thanks for walking us through this morning.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
So Audrey, I thought it would be useful, first of all, if we literally just start with what language is on the ballot. So can you just read through, it's pretty short, read through what voters will see when they go to vote?
Sure. So this is exactly the ballot language as voters will see it. Shall the city code be amended to repeal city ordinance number 2015-1217-075 relating to transportation network companies and replace with an ordinance that would repeal and prohibit required fingerprinting, repeal the requirement to identify the vehicle with a distinctive emblem, repeal the prohibition against loading and unloading passengers in a travel lane, and require other regulations for transportation network companies.
All right, so that's the official language that's on the ballot. It's a little confusing to me, so let's break it down and go through that piece by piece. So start us out and walk us through that very beginning part, first of all.
Sure. So the beginning part, you know, just cites the city ordinance number. That voters can ignore that. That's just, you know, kind of the city procedure. But the first big kind of chunk is, it says, do voters want to replace a city ordinance with an ordinance that would repeal and prohibit required fingerprinting? So what that means is, right now, currently, there is a law in place at the city that phases in required fingerprinting for Uber and Lyft drivers. If you vote yes on Prop 1, you are saying you do not want that. You do not want drivers to be fingerprinted as part of a criminal background check. If you say no, you're saying I would like their criminal background check to be done through fingerprinting.
Because a no means you don't want the current ordinance repealed.
Yes, a no means you side with the current city ordinance,
which requires the fingerprint background checks.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Audrey. Keep going. We're not done yet.
Next part. Repeal the requirement to identify the vehicle with a distinctive emblem. So if you vote yes on Prop 1, you're saying you do not want drivers to be required to identify their vehicles. And what I mean by that is, folks are probably familiar with Lyft, we have those pink mustaches on the cars. With Uber, you might often see a little Uber sticker on the passenger side of that car. So if you vote no on this, you're siding with the city that requires what the city calls trade dress or identifying these vehicles.
All right, now there's one more repeal phrase here. Walk us through that last one.
Sure. Repeal the prohibition against loading and unloading passengers in a travel lane. Basically, this means that the city law, the current city law, forbids Uber and Lyft drivers from picking up people or dropping them off in travel lanes. So lanes that you normally drive in, or an officially designated bus stop.
So now the last phrase says, and require other regulations for transportation network companies. So that's at the very end. What does that mean?
So these are just a little kind of minute differences. One is data reporting. Both Prop 1 and the city ordinance require certain amounts of data to be reported to the city from these companies, but it differs. You know, the city requires that the companies report trips requested but not serviced, plus total miles driven by all drivers. Prop 1 does not require that. It does require some things, but not as many as the city would like to see. It also talks about fees. If you vote for Prop 1, you're saying that you want Uber and Lyft to pay the city a 1% annual local revenue fee. If you vote against Prop 1, you're giving these companies options. One would be that 1% fee. They could also pay a fee based on mileage. They could also pay a fee related to cab driving permits.
All right, so that's the ballot language kind of line for line. Let's step back now, big picture. If somebody votes yes for Proposition 1, what are they essentially voting for?
So if you vote yes for Prop 1, you're saying you do not want drivers to be fingerprinted as part of their background check. You're saying you do not want drivers to be required to have an emblem identifying their car as an Uber or Lyft car. And you're saying that you don't want drivers to be excluded from dropping or picking up people in travel lanes.
Because yes means yes, that voter wants to replace the current ordinance with the new one.
Yes, yes.
So a no vote on this proposition means?
A no vote means that you want drivers to be fingerprinted as part of a criminal background check. It's important to say that Uber and Lyft do their own criminal background checks. So there would still be criminal background checks if you vote yes or no. Voting no on Prop 1 would also say that you want all drivers to identify their vehicles with what the city calls trade dress. It also says that you don't want Uber and Lyft drivers to be able to pick or drop people off in travel lanes.
All right, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey covering regulations for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft here in Austin. Audrey, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Jen.
Audrey will be one of the folks there tonight. KUT and the Austin Monitor are co-hosting a debate about these very regulations. Starts at 6:30 at the North Door. You can find more information and also RSVP at KUT.org.